Well, the killing continues over on Drama and UK TV Play with the crime drama Whitstable Pearl, which arrives on Thursday, the 14th of March, as a box set. And here's a clip.
You're enjoying Whitstable so far, Mr. Maguire?
I'm not a big fan of small towns. Because you have to talk to people.
Move! Two bodies in 3 days.
We found them both.
I run a small business that does that kind of thing.
A detective agency.
Out of a pub.
I think that deserves a beer, Sherlock.
Some people will have already checked this out and be a bit of a fan of this because, of course, it landed originally or launched on Acorn TV in 2021. And now it's coming back for Freeview, so it'll be kind of much more accessible to many more people, which is no bad thing. I actually did see some of it the first time round. In fact, I feel like we talked about it, you know. I really enjoy it, and I hope lots of people do. So there are 6 episodes, and it's based on Julie Wasmer's novels. And it was shot in Whitstable, which is just on the north coast of Kent. And first of all, it's really quite beautiful. It sort of feels quite a sleepy place, although, of course, it's not really, because the whole series revolves around a woman called Pearl Nolan, who's played by Kerry Godleyman, who many people will remember from playing Ricky Gervais's wife in, Ian, fill me in, what's it called?
Afterlife.
Afterlife, that I absolutely love, and I think she's absolutely brilliant. And she's the single mother of a teenage son called Charlie, and she owns this local restaurant, and she's just really cool. I mean, she's such a likeable character in everything she pretty much plays. She runs this place, this restaurant, with her mother, who's got a lot to say for herself. She's quite brash, opinionated, called Dolly. Again, a real, real character. But they work really well together. They kind of bounce off each other. But she is also an ex-cop. But I imagine as a copper, you probably can't ever really truly leave it all behind. And she now runs this private investigation firm from the restaurants. It's quite a weird setup, a bit odd, perhaps not that close to reality. You see her having a case assigned, and there's, you know, of course there's murders around where she lives, and she's kind of completely on it until a new copper, DCI Mike McGuire, played by Howard Charles, he is transferred from London to Whitstable, and he's also on these cases. And what you see here is, I suppose, two people kind of, first of all, one wants to make a name for themselves and kind of be the person that finds the killer, or kind of works out what's going on and wants to be the hero of the investigation. But as you see things, as things progress, the two of them sort of form, I would say, quite an unlikely friendship and possibly even a relationship, really kind of pushed along by her mum, Dolly, who, because it's quite comedic in places, it's really quite funny. And he's got his backstory too. She's got hers. He's got his. So it kind of isn't just sort of top level stuff. It is a bit more engrossed than that, is a bit sort of deeper than that. And for me, I just thought it's a really good watch. I mean, I really do like the people playing the characters in this. I think it works. It works really, really well. They have a rapport, a chemistry that I think really helps the show. So I think the idea that this is back for more people to see, I think, is a really good thing, because it deserves the outing. What did you think, Ian?
I think it's a bit of a mixed bag. You're right. We did talk about it when it was on Acorn, but it's good that it's going to get a much wider audience here. Whitstable, beautiful location. Of course, we've had Morecambe Bay, was the setting for The Bay, another crime drama on ITV. Whitstable's beautiful. It's sort of a mecca for second homes. Londoners go down there for the weekend and eat oysters. It's got those remarkable sort of forts on stilts out in the sea, which do feature. And also the lovely Neptune pub right on the beach. You see that as well. Kerry Godleyman is a very good straight actor, I think. I mean, she started out as a stand-up comedian, I think, but she's great straight actor, and she's really good in this role, and I would like to see her in other stuff. I'm never quite sure when they have someone who's a detective but also has another job, like a chef or a restaurant owner, but anyway, she does. Yeah, the cop who comes to investigate this, someone's been found drowned, sort of attached to the anchor of their fishing boat. The cop thinks it's an accident. Kerry Godleman's character thinks otherwise for various reasons. The way it's wrapped up at the end of episode one is, I don't think, at all believable. It's really not very well done. But it's not trying to be a sort of really, well, I don't think it is anyway, a really gritty, believable crime drama. It's a bit more quirky than that, I would suggest. So, yeah, if you want something fairly escapist with a sort of, with a whodunit, some appealing characters and a nice backdrop, you could do worse.